Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robot, who are here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I am Dawn Fleming. Thank you for tuning into today's show on restoring peace by letting go of judgment. I know that our dialogue today will give you many different viewpoints on releasing judgment and moving into the peace that we so desire. Before we get into today's topic, I want to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. Linda is my good friend. She's an incredible light and mystic healer. She is helping humanity to release blocks to love and to move forward into a place of wholeness. Linda is a way shower, and she's an amazing teacher, and it's my honor to do this show with her. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawn, and thank you so much, my wonderful friend. Wow, what a journey we are on. I want to take just a moment to acknowledge our years of friendship and our shared passion and our service. Actually, when I'm reflecting on it, our friendship is a miracle. It is a miracle that continues to unfold. And you are such an inspiration to me. And I want to thank you for being a beacon in this world.
Thank you.
So, Dawn, as you mentioned, today's topic is about restoring peace in our lives by releasing judgment. You know, since we chose that topic, it has really been working me. I deeply do desire peace, peace of mind. Little had I realized that my judgment of people and events, both conscious and unconscious, moved me further away from peace. So there are several ideas or thoughts that I've been testing for validity. And here's one I'll put out there right now. Fear underlies all negative judgment. Is that true? It is showing up as true for me. And I'll discuss that in a few minutes. But for now, Dawn, would you share your thoughts on what happens when we get stuck in judgment?
Oh, yes. And Linda, you are so right. We start working on these shows and we get a topic and it just starts working us.
Yes.
So, you know, we've talked a lot this season about aligning with our true self and taking conscious actions that create transformation in our lives. Releasing judgment towards ourselves and others is necessary in order to live in our true self and to have real lasting peace. This topic came up for me very strongly when we were working on the forgiveness episode that aired this fall. I believe that when we are stuck in that, I believe that when we are stuck in not being able to forgive, we are also stuck in some kind of judgment issue. A lot of times we say we forgive someone, but then we think about that person and we hold a lot of judgment around them and their actions. So is that really true forgiveness? Whenever I am judging others or feel as if I'm being judged, I have no peace and really no happiness. When I judge others, I turn into a criticizing, self-righteous bitch. I'm just saying it and putting it out there.
And that's true.
In this state, I am no longer in service to others, humanity, or helping evolve myself on any level. I can try to justify being judgmental, but it is ugly and it's wrong. As a spiritual being working on ascension, judging others must be eliminated so I can see through the eyes of compassion and love. So what does judgment do to us? When we are judging others, it steals our peace. It puts us up on a throne, feeling as if we know better than what other people are saying or doing. We feel better than them, and we feel we know what is right for them. When I'm being judged, I feel defensive, angry, upset. I feel put down and sometimes confused because I feel the person I was talking to was not hearing me or seeing the real me. And this just came up for me a couple weeks ago. I was talking to someone who knew me as a teenager in my more rebellious years. And I really never got into any trouble, but my parents had so many rules that in order to live my truth, some of those rules may have been broken a couple times. So as I was talking to this person, they began referring to me as that troublemaker, the one who had bad decision-making skills. Well, here we are 40 years later, and the image that this person still has of me is from 40 years ago. I felt very judged, and I felt like I was stuck in a bubble that he had put me in, and it had not mattered what I had done in the last 40 years. To him, I am still this troublemaker. And I only share this because it made me think about people that I have judged based on their past behaviors, and that I need to release those reins that lock them into my past memory. So here we have it. Judgment creates bad energy when we judge others, and we feel deflated when we are judged. Linda, what are your ideas about being judged or judging others?
Well, I just want to acknowledge what you said about sometimes it just to release those reins that have these past memories locked in, and that we're unaware of it sometimes. So I think this is about opening up and really being willing to talk about how it is when we do feel judged, and then what can we do to get out of it, and then when we judge others as well. So I'd like to expand on your thoughts from my own experience, and I'd like to begin by tossing out four concepts to consider. I'm not saying these are, I really am evaluating them, trying to look for evidence and that type of thing. But the first one I mentioned earlier is fear underlies all negative judgment. That is holding true for me. But the second one is prejudice brings about judgment. I'd like for our listeners to think about that and see what your answer would be. Prejudice brings about judgment. The third one is love has no judgment. Love has no judgment. And the fourth one is judgments occur when thinking is in the past or the future. I'd like for you to think about those four things. But the last one was judgments occur when thinking is in the past or future. So let's start with the first concept. Fear underlies all negative judgment. Is that true? Is it really true? If I'm honest with myself, I can always find a fear that is a root cause of my judging others. So validating this concept also requires that I look into and acknowledge the feelings and fears that are underneath my judgment. I'd like to give you an example that's happened to me within the last few months. I've begun being more public about my spiritual experiences, understandings, my perceptions, and my beliefs. And in fact, I've written a chapter that's being published in an anthology this spring, and the title of the chapter is Encountering the Mystery. And it's about my experience of channeling in the Queen's Chamber in the Great Pyramid in Egypt in 2012. So deep down, I have held a fear that others would judge me, especially those people from the same culture and religious upbringing in which I was raised. So that has just been kind of an underlying thing of not wanting to really come out of the closet, so to speak. And my fear made itself known a couple of months ago while I was participating in a four-day retreat. And in the opening session, someone introduced themselves and stated to all of us, "I hope people won't take it personally if I defriended you on Facebook, but I couldn't have my mother and people in my network think I was connected with someone who channeled an entity in a pyramid." Oh, my heart pounded, my body went limp, and I just slowly raised my hand and said, "That would be me." And then I just chose and became very silent and decided it's okay, just to let it go. I had exposed myself, and I'd fessed up. I was the one. And then the gifts of lessons from the judgment of myself and others really began. I got that my fear had brought this experience to me, and I made a conscious decision to be at peace and to stay present, that staying in that now moment. So it felt good to be true to myself and to be unaffected by the reactions of others. And this is an interesting thing. I began to notice how much I began to judge the person who I felt was judging me. It's just a weird thing. After I returned home, I did a lot of personal work around the judgment, the particular judgment that I was sharing. And I realized that I had a prejudice against people that I consider closed-minded or holier-than-thou. So what surfaced was a feeling of intense anger. And you know me, anger is not something that
I usually acknowledge. Yeah.
But the anger at the person who represented my fear, you know, and anger at myself for feeling diminished by her judgment of me. So in order to release the feeling, I prayed, meditated, and I asked for guidance. And in that stillness, in that quiet, I got a message. It's okay to be angry. Now release the energy of judgment and choose peace. The shackles of self-judgment just fell away, and truth began to shine light on the judgment, and the charge that had been around it disintegrated. Just, it was amazing. I felt peaceful and free. So it was one way that I had to be with it, had to go into it, and then understand what was really happening. So I mentioned three other concepts, and I'm not going to go into them in detail, but I'd like to touch on them. The second one was prejudice brings about judgment. Is that true? Prejudice, often a cultural bias, brings about judgment, in my opinion. And if I accept that is true, then I better examine all the thoughts I have that keep me feeling separate from that person or event. I temporarily forget the truth that we are all one. We are inextricably connected. So focusing on our oneness brings me to a peaceful place as I understand that what I think, I say, or I do affects everyone, all. I am a part of the all, part of the all that is. And my experience is your experience. So when I take that, it helps lift me to a little higher state of consciousness or vibration. The third one was love has no judgment. This one's easier for me because love is the opposite of fear. It is letting go of fear. And as one of my teachers says, when the power of love replaces the love of power, we will know peace.
Yeah.
So I just kind of, yeah, you get that, don't you? Yeah, we can just realize the power of love when it replaces the love of power. So judgments occur, this was number four, when thinking is in the past or future. So being in the moment without fear requires no judgment within the moment, before the moment, or after the moment. Miracles occur in the now moment. Now, you and I have done a show on everyday miracles and so forth. That's when they occur, in the now moment. So judging myself or others takes me out of the present moment. So then it overrides the possibility of a miracle occurring. So my thought is, let's set aside our conditioning and belief systems so that we can come into a place of no judgment while being true to our authentic self. So Dawn, let's talk a little more about judging others, and I'd like for you to share with us why you think people do this.
Oh, that's an excellent question. We've been through judgment boot camp from day one on this planet.
That's a cute way to say it.
We were taught by all those around us, whether they're parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, aunts and uncles, how to judge. I really admire those who did not get that training or those who resisted it. I think my husband Bill is one of those people who seems not to have a need to judge others. He comes across as he's such a fair person and just open to understanding others, a good role model for all of us. This judgment training early on, it becomes integrated into our personality, and it's even hard to see at times because it's just so ingrained in that ego personality. Another reason I believe we judge is that we feel we need to fix people. Since they are not like us or do not see things the way we do, they must need to be fixed. I hear your ego saying, yes, out there. The real truth is, nothing needs to be fixed. They are not asking you to fix them. We are here to work on ourselves, and that's it. I know that's a really hard one because I'm a mother and I'm a holistic practitioner and I work with people all the time and I'm here to open the doorway to them to experiencing their true light, their true self, that part of them that they're working on. So working with a large amount of people, I work all the time on this judging thing, on recognizing it, on working with releasing it and getting back into that neutral place and into that place where seeing all of us as divine love. So Linda, is there any wisdom that you can share with us on why we judge others and ourselves?
Well, when you mentioned that, what comes to my mind is some wisdom that was given to one of my mentors by her spiritual advisor. And she said that before we incarnate, we have a soul contract with certain people that goes something like this: I will be that which you need me to be, so that you can be that which you need to be. And then she further explained that if you compromise or contort who you need to be, then that quote above, what I just said, doesn't work. We need to be authentic. That began to explain some of the things about judgment, some of the wisdom that we can glean when we think about, wow, there's always piece of information that I don't have. And that is, to me, very freeing. And I will say always a piece of information I don't have, because I don't know what somebody's thinking or feeling necessarily. I don't know the bigger thing at work. I don't know some of the past. Who knows what I don't know? So that does help me to stop judging myself or others. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on self-judgment, Dawn.
Thanks, Linda. And yeah, I really did like that what you said about there's always a piece of information I don't have. I mean, that's really good to like have as a tool as you're watching someone maybe playing something out that you don't agree with or you would go into judgment, just having that in your mind, there, you know, there's always information that I don't have that's going on with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could help take me back to that neutral place and then to that place of love. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so into self-judgment. When we get into self-judgment, it just keeps us from moving forward in life. When we beat ourselves up with self-judgment, we are afraid to try new things. We're afraid to make changes and explore our world. There's this tremendous world out there. It's just waiting for us. We hold ourselves back from entering into healthy relationships when we have self-judgment. We witness a lot of people putting themselves down or criticizing themselves out loud. But there are a lot of silent sufferers out there who, you know, they're just that self, that negative self-talk. In order to live fully the life we're meant to enjoy, we must let go of this inner critical judge. The first step is to become conscious of your words and thoughts. Next, whether you believe it or not, change them with new words and thoughts, with those that support the life that you want. Employ that saying, fake it until you make it. Sit down and rewrite your story. Write it with the ending you want and form your thoughts and words around it. If these do not seem to work, go find a good life coach or counselor, because you just are not meant to live in an abyss of darkness. Linda, how have you been working with letting go of that hold that judgment energy has had?
Well, Dawn, you know, since we were first planning this show and we were working on judgment, I started creating a process that I've been using, and this is working for me. So I would like to share it with our listeners because it has helped free me from that grip that judgment energy can get on me. So first of all, I have a pad and pen available. And I began by getting into a meditative space through breathing, just kind of following my breath. And as I fall into the rhythm of my breath, I go within and ask the question, if I were enlightened, what would I do about, and then I just, whatever the issue, you know, whatever it is that I'm feeling judged or that I'm judging, and then I keep it up. I begin writing whatever thought comes to my mind in kind of a free flow style. And then if nothing comes, I keep writing the question. If I were enlightened, what would I do about blah, 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 whatever? And guidance has come every time I do this. So after writing, I then turn my attention inward and focus on light. And I can just say, identifying with the light, becoming the light, breathing light, thinking light, whatever. And as the light builds, I release the issue to the light. And as I do that, I offer gratitude, knowing that it is done. And this is working for me. It's really helped. I just don't have many judgment issues lately that I have been dealing with, or big ones that I'm aware of. I'm sure I have a lot on the subconscious level. But Dawn, can you give us an example of how you've worked with letting go of this judgment energy?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I've already talked about letting go of self-judgment, but lately when I get into a place where my mind is judging others, it's like I become consciously aware and I recognize what is going on. So when I get to that point where it's like, hold up, look where you're going, then I begin to picture myself sitting up on this throne like a judge in the court system above all the other people, because that's what judgment's like. Thinking that I know what is right for everybody. So when I see this picture, I take myself out of that chair and move back down on even ground with humanity. And as I'm doing that, I'm moving consciously into a space of compassion, humility, and just begin to open my mind to some of the ideas that we've already spoken about in this show. Like, I don't know, there's stuff I don't know what's going on with that person, and it's not for me to fix people. So I move into, first I try to move into a neutral space and then move into that place of compassion, humility, and then move into love in that place of oneness where we're all love. So as I do that, I move into that place of getting out of the judgment because I need not really judge anyone. And also what comes to mind is, you know, this person just may be needing to be heard or just needs love. Or, you know, I'm not supposed to, what comes to my mind is I'm not supposed to fix you. So let me just hold the light for both of us while this plays out. So ultimately my goal is to move out of that chair and into holding the space for love to unfold. And when I can do that, I find peace, happiness, and feel love coming back to me. And, you know, I also want to say something that sometimes we get involved in situations that are so turbulent, and we just need to to remove ourselves from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's discernment, which is coming out of that place of neutrality of what's right for me to do right now. And so moving ourselves physically out of that space so that we can get into the place of neutrality and then move into compassion and into humility and a place of peace and move away from judgment. So I just want to say that sometimes it's really difficult to stand there in it. And
I think
it's not
that
judgment,
is
moving
so.
Out.
You know, I just love when we do these shows, but you said something that it's like, oh, I want to quote you on this. When you said your goal is to move into holding the space, but it says, let me hold the light for both of us while this plays out. Let me hold the light for both of us while this plays out. I love that. So I'm going to put a little quote there and I'm put your name behind it. I think it's really something that I want to consciously do more of.
And so, when we're doing that, we're no longer in that place of judgment. And when we can hold, you know, all parties in the light, we can find peace.
Mm-hmm.
We can definitely find peace. So if any of you out there listening have found ways that you've dealt with or are dealing with the judgment issue, please email us. We'll probably do another show in the future on the subject. We would love to hear your ideas or your processes that you have. My email address is ReikiDawn@yahoo.com, and all emails will be shared with Linda, and we'll definitely appreciate anything you want to share with us. Recently,
you know, I wanted to just mention something else when you said judgment. Judgment, and we're talking about those when we're harshly judging, when they're the negative, lower energies of judgment. Sometime I'd like for us to talk about the power of righteous judgment, or should I say discernment and wisdom. And that's a whole different spin. We talked about doing a show, but maybe it would be a separate full show, not as part of this one today. So
yes,
I just wanted to mention that.
Because discernment is very empowering and necessary in order to be able to live in our true self. So that will definitely be a show for the future. So we'll have to write that down when this ends so that we have it there to remember. So recently I saw online at a website, www.gratitudehabitat.com, I saw a visual using the word think that I want to share with everyone. The chart addresses thinking before we speak. As we know, our thoughts become our words, making it important to become conscious of what our thoughts are. So we're going to take the word think, and I want you to listen to the statements that follow each letter so that it will help us move out of judgment and create lasting peace in your life. T, you ask, is it true? H, is what you're saying, is it helpful? I, is what I'm saying, is it inspiring? I was going to say inspirational, but is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? K, are my words kind? Is it kind? So T, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? K, is it kind? A formula for moving out of judgment and having words that create oneness and peace.
So when I think, once I get those embedded, that will be just be like, what do they call it, a macro, when you hit one button and all these different things happen, or
yes, all
that
those
type
different
of thing.
Things come into place, yes.
All at once, yeah. So that's great. Thank you for sharing that, Dawn. So let's move into our announcements very quickly. Wanted to share that a community of transformation, our ACT gathering, is this coming Sunday in Annapolis, which is going to be Valentine's Day. And our topic is Working Masterfully and Magically with the Planets with Gloria Heseloff. And some of you may have listened to the show that Dawn and I interviewed Gloria. And so she has just wonderful information to share, and she does it in such a lighthearted way. So if you're in this area, please join us. And if you haven't listened to the interview that Dawn and I did with Gloria about what's in the stars for 2016, you might want to check that out too. So the details for the gathering on Sunday, it's going to have a violin quartet. The music's going to be by the Broadneck Violin Quartet. I'm looking forward to that. But details can be found on ACT's website, which is actannapolis.org. So, Dawn, what do you have coming up?
Well, on February 27th, I will be teaching an energy anatomy class in Sedona. And if you're interested in coming out here where the weather's warmer, you would want to go to SedonaWellness.com, or I think it's Sedona-Wellness.com. Go to their website, and my workshop is listed there on their website, as well as a lot of other good workshops. And for those listening, if you want to have access to more wisdom and inspiration, I offer a free online newsletter. And if you would like to receive that newsletter, you can go to my website at Energy Transformations, and that's transformations with a S, .org. And there's a place where you can sign up for a free newsletter. And I also, when you sign up for the free newsletter, you then get access to download a free chakra meditation that you could download to your iPad, your iPhone, your computer, wherever you want to download it to.
Well, that's great, Dawn. So in closing, I just want to thank our listeners for joining us and listening in. And I'd like to close with a quote from Sunlight on Water by Flo Magdalena. To love without judgment. To act without prejudice. To honor with no need. Is possible for humanity. Namaste.
Namaste.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.